Busted Pencils is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is Tim and Johnny again. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on a Tuesday night. Boy, lots of mini things to talk about. However, Johnny...
What's good, my man?
Okay, just so people understand, you're in the state of Washington.
That's right.
The Pacific Northwest.
It's inland Pacific Northwest, inland Pacific. so a little ways away from Seattle, Vancouver.
But it's usually temperate.
It gets hot. It gets hot. Okay. I'm not going to say we don't get warm days.
So how hot is it today?
It's 109.
It's 100,
109.
109.
Okay. Yesterday was 106, and it might have been 108 in some spots. There's still like, we're supposed to be pushing a 110.
Right.
There's a threat of a 110 happening this week.
This is Arizona hot. Right. I mean, but it's in Washington. And as you point out, Seattle and Portland and Vancouver.
Yeah, they're getting the heat wave, too.
Yeah, it's like record breaking. And so the reason I bring this up, though, is because,
we're going to blame critical race theory.
Critical race theory is definitely a culprit for something else that we're going to talk about. And I put that out there on Facebook Live. Any Facebook Livers, you get this special to know this. Radio listeners, too, you might want to be careful because we are banning critical race theory on Busted Pencils. I'll let you know why in a little bit. But so the potential of this heat wave is like, you know what? It gets hot occasionally sometimes. That's what Mother Nature does. Or it's an issue of climate change, climate disaster, and this is just an indicator of how bad things are, or not how, this is just the beginning of things getting bad.
Well, it's not even the beginning. It's just us like a little more attuned to it, right?
Okay.
I mean, my friends and families and our people over in the Midwest right now, they're getting drenched, right? I know Detroit's underwater.
Well, the weather's crazy. So crazy weather. Actually, we've had, here in Madison Midwest, we're just coming out of a drought, which is another interesting.
So this is the thing, extremes.
Right.
This is the things that climate change scientists have forewarned us for several decades.
Right.
Is an increase in the extremes. And it's true. Has it been 100 degrees in July and June, this time of year where I'm at Spokane? Yes. Been hot before. Had 102 day.
Right.
It happens. But the frequency at which it's occurring.
Okay.
For the duration of time.
Right.
Is beyond something we can ignore. Right? I mean, it's just like it was a wacky prediction that this would be coming. And here we are now, as evidence of climate change.
That's what I was just going to say. Is this evidence or is this just crazy weather? Because I always like in the winter here in Madison in the Midwest, when we have our minus 20 and 30 degrees, the conservative response is, I bet you wish global warming was real now, don't you? Well, you're freezing. It's like, Jesus. Okay, look, it's not global warming. First of all, the other part is what you're saying, climate extremes. And if you look across the country, if you look across the globe, or I should say around, up and down, above, all around the globe, climate extremes are what's becoming the almost normal, and extremes shouldn't be normal. And so therefore,
they should be outlying things.
Right.
Like we used to talk about 100-year floods.
Right.
We used to talk about, like heat waves that come through, but the increased frequency and devastation at which they come through is a combination of climate change and failure of political systems, i.e. economic systems and political systems to acknowledge it. But also we're really vulnerable in it, right? Because we have extreme income disparities. We have these things we're talking about that put some of us in more vulnerable positions when the heat wave comes and we have to do things like preserve energy across the grid,
right,
and do, you know, shut the power down in stages. It affects different communities different.
Oh my.
Right. And so we know whose power is getting shut off.
Okay, remember, don't go where I said you're not allowed to go yet. Just make sure, because that sounded like
it's one of the lenses getting okay. blasted for pointing out these disparities and these inequalities. You know, is being banned everywhere.
Okay,
so climate. The only reason we know about climate change is because of critical race theory.
But right now, climate change, though, has not, as far as I can tell, I have not seen climate change banned. However, though, I just want to.
Oh, they did, man. The old administration went through and remember erased all the documents and said you can't.
Yeah, you can't talk about it. But I mean, now we're kind of on safe grounds. But the reason I bring up critical race theory, though, is because, I mean, who knew, right? But headlines last week, conservative man tearfully informs his family critical race theory has spread to his liver.
Oh, okay? This is ridiculous.
See, I mean, now, again, for everybody out there, and if this is you, if this is affecting your liver, the number is 844-967-2789. But I took this article from, you know, a trusted news source, The Onion, and I thought that we had better do our part to protect, and you could say conservative, but it seems to me that white men's liver might be at risk during any discussion of critical race theory. I don't want to contribute to the downfall of white men and their liver. So we're banning critical race theory on Busted Pencils because we don't. Until the science is conclusive, there's the potential that you and I could be contributing to some liver type of problems by some of our listeners. And I don't want to do that, but I do say that what is still on, you know, still we're still going to talk about history, evidence, white supremacy, Howard Zinn, all that stuff. That's okay. But we're just not going to talk about critical race theory until this liver damage in white men gets solved. Once that's solved, we'll go back to it. So I just want to put out the warning. Keep it out there. Just being safe. If it slips, Johnny, I'll let it slip.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to protect white guys right now.
We just have a disclaimer on the show. this show may have been found to cause impotency and harm to fragile white male egos. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Now, the science on that disclaimer.
That's what we mean by liver now.
Oh, is that what we mean by liver? Okay.
Cue up the sound bite from Beavis and Butthead. My liver.
I don't know. I just thought we should do our part to make sure that we don't contribute to any type of, you know, I don't want a new pandemic, right? We just got out of the masks. I'm not sure that masking would stop, although maybe some type of gag tie would stop us from talking about critical race theory, and therefore that could stop the liver problem and, you know, avoid some type of liver pandemic with white men, which we don't want. So, now, if you're out there, as we said, and you've got liver failure as a result of critical race theory, we want to hear it from you. It's 844-967-2789. If you're in the Facebook Live, make sure you're out there chatting and letting us know that you, too, are one of those people that are being affected.
I don't think we have very many people
I can see Facebook looks a little bit shallow tonight.
Who suffer from this liver failure.
Who knew that would actually affect our audience, that the liver failure syndrome. But you know what, though, I said we're going to still talk about this, but the biggest promo, though, for me was, okay, what if we defined American history? And so that's what I'm going to put out there for a little bit right now for thinking. And so, again, liver problems, you can call us. But I'm putting this as a challenge, and I'm going to put another T-shirt out there, a free T-shirt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a free T-shirt for the listener. Who can define American history? Okay. And Johnny and I are the judges. That's the way it works whenever there's a contest. But if you are the first caller with a what we believe is a good definition of American history, you will get a free Busted Pencils t-shirt. And we know L.A. Tom from a couple weeks ago got that first free t-shirt. He hasn't called back in yet, but L.A. Tom got a whole bunch of all kind of extra Busted Pencils accoutrements that he can call in and share. But define American history. And that's, for me, Johnny, I think if we take Busted Pencils again where we want the show to go, which is, hey, we're here to help people learn, okay? We're about that's learning, right. You know? We are educated educators talking education. Our job is to provide some kind of education. Maybe all of the problems that we're having right now is one of definitions, because I think sometimes, very often, if people think they know what they're talking about, but yet they don't, they're hard to convince that they're wrong. And so if they have the wrong definition, they might be coming at a discussion from a very different point of view. So maybe the problem, and I'll say, might not be critical race theory. What if it's just something dealing with American history? How do we define it? Johnny, when we get back, though, so that's what we're putting out there is, you know, you got time to think, define American history, go to Wikipedia, Google it, do whatever you want. But when you come back, the number is 844-967-2789. We want to hear from you. We want to know what is American history, because once we get that first definition, we're going to dig deep. And first of all, we're going to hand out a t-shirt. So more Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, back after the break. Time code, killer.